4th of November, Thursday morning, the 4th of November, 71. Channel 1 right, and I'm setting up Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 4th of November, 71. Channel 1 right, new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 4th of November, 71. Channel 1 right on a new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 4th of November, 71.
So you went down then?
Uh-huh.
Took
a flower. She doesn't talk much about...
She don't have much to say about it. She ain't like lots of folks. Keeps plenty things to herself.
I remember when the other boy died, it was, she talked a good bit, mm-hmm. And it was, she seemed glad to talk with Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
He was glad to talk with Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
You think she feels all right?
She says she do. She looks bright.
Down it,
Good morning.
Miss Daisy, we just passed by. I asked when the funeral was this afternoon. Claire, Miss Daisy said she used to know. She used to work for the college.
Oh, really?
Yes. I used to wash for her. Miss Collins.
For Miss Collins?
And I'd go down there and wash, eat dinner, and go home.
Oh, really? Oh, I'd give anything to walk into that household. I've thought so much about him.
Hmm.
You got all that big porch back there.
Oh, that's right. Clara, she done the cooking, most of it.
Yeah. She was pretty active then.
She was. She was. She cooked the days I was there. She cooked, I guess she cooked one whole day. While Ms. Collins do other things. Ms. Collins used to sew for herself. I don't know where she sewed for anybody else or not.
But. So they was all doing something?
Yes, all of them. When he was strong when he was able, he'd be out in the yard, in the garden, all of them be doing something. So, they used to have a nice garden over there. He did his was like their own garden.
Oh.
Someone went then in spring, some of them have beans, peas, potatoes, white potatoes. They liked white potatoes.
Yeah. I do too.
I like them.
But now they all knew how to garden.
Oh, yes, sir. All of them. But she mostly worked in her flowers. She had beautiful flowers.
Oh, she did.
Yes, sir. She, beautiful flowers.
I guess I thought he was the one who had the flowers.
Me?
I guess I thought Mr. Collins was the one.
So he mostly worked in his in the garden. When I was around it, Miss Collins, she would be working in her flowers. And sometimes it'd be her and Clara working, you know. But they all worked.
Miss Collins was, he knew how to do all that, didn't he?
Yes. Then he used to farm a little, they say.
Yeah.
But when I know that he wasn't farming much, trying to see things.
Oh, he wasn't.
They see he was getting in age and his health was failing, you know. So he just, he doing what he could, but he couldn't do what he used to do.
And he didn't, it didn't take anything for them to live. They had to
not
play.
Much. Not much. They about raised. They live in there.
And they had the place paid for.
Yes. They had chickens. They had cows. Just a few, I think, just 2 or 3 milk cows. But they lived. They had a living at home.
Yeah, a good living.
They did.
And they didn't own much land, did they? Just
I don't think so. I don't know how much land they had, but I don't think they had very much.
He was, now was he a pretty good talker, Miss Daisy?
Mr. Collins? I never had much talk with him.
Oh, really?
He was always busy when I was there. Now, Miss Collins, she was a good talker.
Yeah.
Clara, she could talk.
Yeah, about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that come up.
Talk about. Miss Collins, she mostly talked about what she wanted to do. She would always have some plan she wanted to do since the time. When did Clara die?
I don't know. 2 or 3 days ago. She was in Tallahassee in the hospital.
No, she was.
Mm-hmm.
That's where her sister lived.
Mm-hmm.
When did you help him over there, Miss Daisy?
Done what?
Well, that hadn't been too long ago that you helped him over there.
Well, no, sir. A few years back. Well, I helped him along as I was close. I helped him. Well, I didn't do nothing but just watch. I'd go every Monday and wasps. Well, they would take them in arms.
Oh.
I didn't have to listen to wash them, put them up.
And they drew the iron.
I guess they was.
It wasn't like it is now. People don't iron everything. Then they ironed everything.
No, sir. It wasn't no. Well, they didn't have no washing machine.
Well, how did you wash?
I washed their clothes like I wash his mine.
Yeah.
Did they have the pots?
Yes, ma'am. Pots and tubs and bowls and everything.
Everything out there where you could get
right
to.
Out there under the shelter on the back.
And when you get to the tubs, you just empty them and
wash
hang them up.
That's right. Wash them out clean. Hang them up.
Hang them up on a nail.
Mm-hmm.
Tubs, the easiest thing in the world to put away.
That's right.
And not a thing can bother them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that back in the 50s, Miss Daisy?
Well, it must have been back there, 50s, late 40s.
Not too long after the war?
No, not too long.
I was
helping her doing the war when the war was going on.
Yeah.
I was watching.
Well, how'd you do that and work over here, too?
Work over?
Where you are now.
Well, when I was washing for her, I was living up there on the hill. But I had my same job. What I got now. I would walk from up there on that Harris place down to my job and back.
I thought you was over there under that big tree all that time.
No, I wasn't there
all
that time.
Well, when did you
go? They see later. Oh, they got a washing machine. And then they didn't need me to wash. They washed them themselves.
Collins?
The Collins did. So when I was over there under that tree, I didn't have no business back this way.
When did you go over there under that tree, Miss Daisy? I thought you was over there way back.
Oh, I was over there a long time before World War II. I was back there a long time.
Well, that's what I thought. Well, did you leave that place and go up to the Harris place?
Leave that place there.
The magnolia tree?
Yeah. I went to left that place and went to Harris place.
Well, that was a foolish thing to do, wasn't it?
It was.
But you didn't.
But then he wanted to do it. I never did want to go up there.
And they had made you all them promises.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to go and I didn't stay long.
And you come on back to that house?
I come on back. My house.
Oh, that
so I stayed there till I come over here.
Yeah. Yes, and that was a foolish move. Old man Harris, what was his name?
He was dead.
What was his name?
He was named Nathan.
Nathan, yeah. I never can remember his name. No, sir. I just wished I had got on here a little earlier so I could have seen Mr. and Ms. Collins.
She was a fine woman.
Yeah.
She was friendly and she was helpful. She was smart.
Oh.
I think her and Ms. Richardson was about the smartest women here.
Oh, and she was smart like Ms. Richardson.
Yes, sir. She was smart, but her health failed her long time.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Richardson, she's been on long time.
Yeah.
After Mr. Collins and Mr. Collins was dead.
Yeah. Yeah, they were sad things. They just ought to live forever, Miss Daisy. It's such a nice place they had there.
That's right. Nice place they had there. When they finished, nobody didn't want it but Claire.
Yeah.
But she couldn't take care of it.
Yeah.
So they finally sold it.
Yeah, that's all they could do. And it wasn't worth anything at that time.
That's right.
She can get anything out of it. Now, I understand, Miss Daisy, that Mr. Collins built that place.
So who said that?
That's the understanding I have.
Well, I'd imagine he did. I don't know. He had it when I know it.
And he lived there a long time.
Yes, ma'am. He lived there a long time after I knew him.
And he built that before you ever come down here.
Oh, yes. I reckon he had it a long time before I come down.
Did they have pretty good... Was it cooking pretty good?
Mm-hmm. They were good cooks.
Yeah. Just plain cooking?
Just plain cooking. Well, they cooked anything they wanted. Cakes and pies, different kinds. Chicken and anything they wanted to. Just common, you know. You know, pies and cakes used to be extra.
Oh,
red. But they got as common as bread.
That's right. You didn't used to have quite so much of them, did you?
That's right.
Yeah. Claire just stayed with them and took care of them, didn't she?
Yes. They was her parents.
Yes.
She just stayed there until both of them died. Well, somebody said, she said she could stay there and take care of herself, but they wouldn't let her stay there. She couldn't take care of herself, Mr. Carter.
Couldn't she?
No. You see, Clara's kind of nervous or something. She was easy scared. But Mr. Carter, she could have stayed there.
Oh.
Yeah.
She could have stayed there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I remember. They said Claire never had hardly been off the place.
That's right. They didn't go home.
That's right, so she was.
Well, they would go to Tallahassee sometime to see her daughter. I don't think they ever went to Washington to see that. In 90, and she'd come down here. And she didn't stay long. But if they needed her help, why, she'd send them money.
Oh, would she?
Yes, sir. She sent them money all along.
Yeah.
But she didn't stay here. I don't remember ever seeing her.
That puts it in a different light. Claire was sort of nervous, but she could still do things.
She could still do things.
Around the house.
Around the house. Oh, and I left her in his Collins one day. I was back there watching. Well, that Sunday, some of the folks come to visit. So the man, he went over to the bar to get him some cigarettes. So he told Clara he was going riding after, did she want to go? So she told him yes, she would go. And he carried her to the bar. And he went in to get him some cigarettes. And what he want to do that for? Woo! She just liked to have had a nervous breakdown. Miss Collins told her, say, Clara, say, now what you worrying about that for? Why he couldn't go to the bar and get him anything he wanted that was over there? You didn't have to use it. You don't smoke and you don't drink liquor.
That's what she said to
her. That's what Miss Collins said. She said, you just, well, and they are not to have balls, Miss Collins said. They got just as much the right to have a ball for their living as a man is to have his farm. If he want a farm for his living, that's all right. If a man want to sell liquor for his living, that's all right. If nobody don't buy it, he can't sell it. So if he get that liquor and sits up there, nobody don't buy it, well, he'll have to take it down and throw it away. But he don't have that to do, Clara. He sells it. He got it to sell. But you don't have to buy it. And you don't have to, oh, she didn't know that's where he was going. She wouldn't have went with him to save his life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, that's the way Ms. Richardson felt. Same way as Claire.
Yes. Ooh, Ms. Richardson thought that was the terrible thing Ms. Florence ever done. When he sold that place to gold. Ms. Richardson said it was worse than death. She told me so.
Yeah.
She said, I would have been glad to buy. But she never said a word to me about she's going to sell it. I ain't said nothing but listen, because I didn't have nothing to do with none of it. And I didn't know what to say about it.
But they talked to you about it too?
Yeah, they talked to me. But you know, the way I felt, it was her. It was Miss Florence's place. If she wanted to sell it to anybody, I thought it was her privilege to do so.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt about it. But Miss Richardson didn't think she had no business selling it to Goldman.
And putting that bar right there,
that bar
up there
that
where she could see it
all
night
the
long.
Time.
Yes. Oh, you know that got him, Miss Daisy.
That, I call things like that. Now, if you got something, this your place, ain't it? You sell it to anybody you want. If they pay you enough money for it, and you want them to have it, well, they get it.
Well, there she was, right down there in that beautiful house, and then she looked up the hill, and there's that old bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
well,
know.
Well, I agree with Miss Collins. She didn't have to go to it.
She had to look at it.
Yeah, don't look at it long.
And she said it was worse than death.
She told me so. She said, oh, Daisy, that's worse than death. Well, I reckon it was to her, but I didn't think nothing about it myself.
You didn't?
No, I had nothing to do with it, and I didn't think nothing about it. So long as he sell his whiskey up there, well, the bar wasn't down here.
Well, but Ms. Collins didn't go along with Ms. Richardson.
No, not in there. She said it had as much right to sell whiskey for his living as he wanted to do it as a man had to plant his farm. Make his living.
And Mr. Collins, he didn't...
I never heard him say a word about it. No.
Well, I guess Miss Collins and Claire said so much. She didn't...
Yeah. Claire, my goodness. I think she was like me, sister, since she thought of both of them dead and had nobody die.
And she let it... And she spoke out.
Oh, yeah. That was her. Anything she didn't like, she speak it right out. If she liked anything, she speak it right out. That was just her. She just speak her mind about anything.
Well, ain't that nice?
But you see lots of things just like that box. Now, Miss Carlin, she didn't pay no attention. She didn't think it was her business. She thought they were minding their own business.
I don't remember what else would Claire be talking about. I used to see her up here at Sunday school, but when I saw her, she'd sort of quieted down, you know. She wasn't living over here any longer.
She wasn't living over there?
Not when I saw her. They'd sold it, you know.
I guess she was in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Her sister wanted her to stay with her, but she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
She'd rather been with Miss Yates. I thought she was still there.
She was. Mm-hmm. Now, where did they know the Yates, Miss Yates?
Right here.
Right here, I guess. They're always here. When I come back, and Miss Collins was here, and Miss Yates was over there on the corner.
Yeah.
Was there a house there?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the one Fred let.
You're right across the road from Dora's house.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There was a house there. And Miss Yates sold all the time.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
That's not this Miss Yates, that's her mother.
This
is Miss Yates.
This is Miss Yates.
She sold.
That's the only one I know anything about.
I see. I've seen her too, but I don't know. I never knew her.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came out here, you see, they came to see Miss Richardson.
Uh huh.
She was their friend, and so I didn't get to see what happened.
Now, Miss Yates was very fond of Miss Collins?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. And Miss Collins was very fond of her.
And they both stole.
That's right. Miss Collins didn't come over for nobody but herself. That I know of, but Miss Yates would sell for anybody. She was just a good seamster. And I don't know what Clara was doing.
Just housework.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of her family.
Yes, she took care of the house and cleaned up the house, and I think she done all the ironing.
Yeah.
I think she did.
And to understand it, the job she got up here at the medical center doing the same thing.
Who?
She took care of the linen and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Housekeeper, whatever the name for it is.
Come on, Claire.
Yeah.
She used to work up there.
Mm-hmm. At Lodgeway General.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it Lodgeway General? Yeah. That's what she's doing when I first. And she would talk.
Yes, Claire, talk. But I never did learn exactly how to talk with Claire. I talk with her a little, but I mostly listen.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing much to say.
Yeah.
About it, because you see, she would just go to pieces sometimes if you just didn't agree right with her. Well, I didn't know what she'd agree with. So I listened after her and agreed with what she said. To me, her got along well.
You mean just out there talking, and if you didn't go along with her sometimes?
Just didn't agree with everything, you see. No, just like when Miss Collins told her that that man had as much right to run that bar as a man had to plant his farm.
Yeah. Well, I could see that, Miss Stacy. She might get a little upset over that, but other things too?
Yes, she'd get upset over anything at times.
Just small things.
Just little things. Wasn't nothing.
Such as?
But if she wanted it like that, you better want it like that too, if you want to get along.
Well, I wish you could remember some of them sayings.
What?
That's where she would get upset about them little things.
Well, it's not just like she might be getting greens for dinner or something.
Yes.
Like that. Well, she may start washing them in her way, where Miss Collins. She'd say, well, Claire, if I was you, I would use the tub. You could get more water, wash them in the tub, and rinse them in the pan. She said, well, if I didn't know how to cook greens, I wouldn't know how to live. Just like that. Well, Miss Collins is going to do it.
Oh, you mean some little thing like
just
that?
Just nothing. She would go a piece at a time. Well, sometimes she would agree.
Oh, she would?
Sometimes she would.
Well, now that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, about here. Yeah. But now that's all just little matters about the house.
That's right. I don't think either one of them ever went to see you.
Well, I was thinking about little matters about the community or something.
I think she was kind of nervous or something. I know when her dad was sick, he fainted or something one moment. Claire, I'm running over to the house to tell Miss Lewis about it. She thought he was dying. She wanted her to come over here and see me. Well, Miss Lewis had to come. She had to quit her work to satisfy her to come over here to see Mr. Collins. Well, after she come, she told him, well, I think the best thing they could do is have a doctor with it. Well, Miss Lois then had to call the doctor. Fine. Stay here till the doctor comes. And then, after a while, she could come home. You know, Miss Collins wasn't like that. And I don't think none of the rest of them was. I don't know nothing about none but them.
But they were nice people.
Nice. Just as nice as I wanted to be around.
And you loved to be around them.
That's right.
And you could talk with Miss Collins.
Yes, ma'am. Me and Miss Collins would talk.
Oh, you would?
Yes, me and Miss Collins would talk. We talk about old things. how we come up and how people done back then, and how much different it was in them now than it was then.
Oh, really?
Mostly she said me, she said, there's a fact. You can't rightly depend on many folks now. She said, used to be a time when we was coming up, if somebody told you something, you could depend on it. She, but you can't depend on everybody now. I said, no, look like it's something happened. She said, one thing happened. They done got so wicked. Said it's too well blessed, they. So they had to get out and work for what they get. They appreciate it more.
Yeah.
But everything's easy for them.
Easy.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Well, now she could see that. She could see that. Yeah.
They see Claire didn't know nothing about that.
No.
And she was living in part of the age then. They didn't have no cook. They didn't have no maid. They done their work themselves.
They were strict on the girls. They had them work.
Oh, did I hear anything about it? Bring me nothing but three girls.
Mm-hmm. But they learned them to work.
I said, so. Now, when I know them, just me in Tallahassee was married. But now, I don't think that in Washington is ever married.
No.
I think she's just still by herself.
And they're all smart.
All smart.
Yeah. All except Claire.
Claire's smart in her way.
In her
way. What she knows.
Yeah. But she would get upset.
About any little thing.
Around the house.
Around the house. And she wouldn't go nowhere by herself. She said.
Oh, she wouldn't?
Yeah. She always thinks somebody was at her. Or was going to get at her.
And she wouldn't even go visiting?
Mm-mm. But she'd go out down on that side of that road and pick grapes all along that road. Used to be lots of grapes that she'd go out and pick them. She'd go up there to church. She'd pick up hickory nuts. There you see his houses right there all around.
Yeah. And she'd bring them grapes home and make jelly?
Yes, sir. She'd make jelly. She'd make jelly. She'd put up vegetables. She'd put up fruit, peaches, and things like that.
Yeah.
Make all kind of pickle.
Oh my, that sounds
good. Now she was a good friend of Ms. Richardson's daughter, wasn't she?
Yes, all of them were friends. And they all know how to get along with Claire.
Oh, yes, they know, wouldn't they? They wouldn't.
They know what she would like, just as I would. That's what they give. That's what they talk on things, that she would agree. Church and Sunday school and programs for different times at church. She liked that.
Oh, she went into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that must have been a very nice little community then, Miss Daisy.
What?
Lily Collins and Yates
and Ms. Richardson. Ms. Richardson, she's 91 years old. She had her birthday the day before they went up there. Had her week.
We were talking about Miss Bessie a little bit. Miss Bessie told me last night that they almost lost Reverend Williams down at her church. Did she tell you about that?
Oh, they did.
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, I don't know how it was.
She didn't tell you that?
No. She just said they almost lost him, and I thought maybe you might know.
No, I don't know.
That'd be a big loss if they lost him.
Oh, yeah. He's fairly helpful there. I wonder why. I wonder what they had against him.
They didn't have anything. It's just somebody else wanted the place.
Oh, yeah.
She'd tell you, I guess. She said she just wasn't strong enough to bring in that wood, Miss Daisy. She said she wasn't strong enough to bring in wood anymore. And that Rye was going to fix that stove for her.
Yes, he better make it.
And I said, well, you know, it sure is going to be cold tonight, and she doesn't have that stove up.
Rightly. She didn't have to bring in that much wood. She'd bring in wood when she shouldn't have brought it. James, he had put wood in there.
What's the matter with Isaiah?
On that porch. Isaiah wasn't there. J.R., he'd pile wood up on that porch till no more couldn't get up there. On this end and on the other end. And next to the bathroom. Now I think Elizabeth Bessie is going went up into trouble fooling with that heater.
Yeah, she could.
What? I didn't say nothing to her. She tried to tell me that wood was so hard to get. She's going to get her heater, and then she buy kerosene. Well, Miss Maha, she can't take the kerosene. She can't go get the kerosene. Somebody got to haul it for her. I wouldn't give my chimney for a heater. And from what I can understand, it's not working well.
Oh. I was wondering about that.
Now, reading I say so. She says she got the heater from Clyde Gill. Clyde said some time ago he wasn't going to fool with that heater another winter. He says if Ryan then can make arrangement with the company to get my house up. Just to get my house built, going in my house. And if they don't, I'm going to have me a trailer set up there. So I'm going to stay warm this winter. Just one little warm spot, he said, in the house. I guess that was in the living room. I don't know where they had the heater. I guess that's where they had it. Well, they had a nice fireplace. But he said I had never seen the heater. I didn't know nothing about the heater. So since that, James told me, he said, I know the heater. So he's not going to give her the service that Chimley would give her. So I know that. If she get it up. Well, she told me that she first told me Raya Gill was going to set it up.
What she told me.
So she told me the other day. I said, well, you ain't got your heater up yet? She said, no, Buddy's going to fix it for me. I said, when? She said, he's going to fix it. I said, maybe so. I said, but if he do that like he does everything else, the frost will beat him, bitch. He do it so do things, but he wait so long to do it. Well, now you see, it's getting cold. I went over there the other day. She had the nicest flower in that chamber. Yeah, it warms that room.
Well, I'll tell you. If that heater works real good, she'll be so hot in there because that's a big heater.
It is a big
heater. It's too big for that little house.
Mm-hmm.
If it works.
That's right.
And them big heaters just burn up the kerosene.
That's what James says.
Oh, you can't keep them filled up.
That's what James said. She said she was tired of buying wood. So she get tired of buying kerosene to run that heater before. She got tired of the roof.
Now, he filled up my tank out here the other day. It was empty. We cleaned it out. It was $31.40.
To fill it up?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And it won't last long. And that little heater is not as big as Bessie's.
And Faye got a little heater in her room there, front room. It's just a little bit of heater.
Mm-hmm.
They don't burn as much, you see. They just don't burn as much as a big heater. If you had a chimney over there, Miss Daisy, half the time, you know, you that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice. You've never figured on that?
On
a chimney.
Oh, that's what I wanted Ben to have put there. A chimney.
Yeah.
But he said he didn't want no chimney. He didn't want no holes in his house. So that's why I ain't got no church that's been left in me. I'd have had a chimney that first. So he went and got that heater. Well, it was all right. But I don't like it like I do a father. But I like it better than I do a whole heater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, had you figured on a fireplace?
Me?
How much? Yeah.
When it was building the house, I figured on it, but I haven't figured on it since. Because
yeah.
I know I'm not able to put one there.
Well,
I don't work enough.
You could get one in there for $700 or $800.
I guess so. I'd imagine so. But I'll bring that heater from now on. I ain't gonna ask nobody about putting one there. And nobody but me, I can get along with that. I'm sitting in the sunshine if I can't get no wood get where the sun shining against the wall. Stay warm.
Yeah. Well, maybe you might get a little cheaper than that, Miss Daisy.
A fireplace? I ain't gonna worry about that. Because I know it'll cost like $500 to get it. And I know I ain't got the money.
$500?
No.
Well, you know, you do like everybody else. You don't pay for it all at once. You just...
Don't pay for it all at once. But you need a job where you can pay on it when it's time. The job I got, it won't pay nothing.
There ought to be some way of getting a little fireplace in there.
That heater will suit me. I can make off it, though. Now, if I had money, I would try to get me a chimney, get me a fireplace. If I had money, I could get a fireplace. But
yeah.
But I ain't got none. And I ain't gonna hunt no fireplace. I'm gonna use what I got.
Let me tell you, Miss Daisy, what you got is so nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben really got a good stove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now that
did.
Stove for warm, clean, right side that house.
Yeah.
The heat go right down that hole.
Yeah.
And go on and put on this. This
there
is
you are.
Right.
There you are.
Uh-huh.
How about that now? Yeah. And it holds the heat.
It holds the heat. And then I can put a kind of large size piece of good hard wood in there. Well, I may put two pieces in there. Well, that'll last all the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And keep that house warm all the morning.
Because you got a damper there, and on that stove, it'll work.
That's right.
Now, in a fireplace...
You ain't got nothing.
It's a good bit harder, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a good fire, and it's going along, the first thing you know is more than you need.
That's right.
Well, you can pull the logs apart and one thing or another like
uh-huh.
that, but that's tedious.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Keeps you busy all the time.
Keep you busy all the time. And keeps you watching. You done scared it, did it, and done got it apart. Well, you got to go back there to see what is it doing.
Yeah.
Is it staying where you put it, or is it done failed out?
Yes, and is it going out?
Uh-huh.
And that heater?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay attention to that.
Don't have to pay no attention to put the wood in it. Only thing you have to do is go back there and see if the fire still there. Well, as soon as you go in the door, you'll know where there's a fire in there. Because
yeah.
You feel the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can regulate it with that little jigger down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
You can give it a little more air or cut it off.
That's lucky to have a stove like that.
Yes, it is. He's lucky. And he went down, he went to the right place.
He told us.
Because Mr. Johnny Palmer down there, you
mm-hmm.
see, he knows what people need.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't try to sell them things they don't need.
That's right.
He's lucky, wasn't he?
Well, I tell you one thing I saw, Miss Daisy. I think I saw her with a hole.
Who?
You. Is that?
I did. I borrowed me a hole.
Oh, you said still that borrowed hole?
Yes. And I ain't used it much this week.
Well, I thought maybe you got you a hole.
No, I got one.
Well, that's I saw that hole. That's a good hole.
Hmm?
That hole you borrowed, that's a pretty good hole, isn't it?
Oh, it's a new hole. Jake Brown let me have it.
Yeah.
That's where I got it from.
Well, that's not a great big hole.
No, that's just my size.
That's just one of them little cotton holes.
Uh-huh. That's what I want. Well, I don't want a big hole.
You don't need it.
No.
Is that the kind of hole you'd chop cotton with?
Yes, ma'am.
A light, thin hole.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton holes were a little wider, maybe.
Some of me isn't, some of me.
Yeah. I wonder where in the world he found that, Miss Daisy.
I don't know where Jake got them, but I know it's a new hole. You can find them, but they're so high. I guess.
I don't see holes like that. The only holes I see are them great big old thick heavy ones.
I heard somebody else say that. Says they don't make no more light holes. But that's a new hole in his life.
Yeah. When you see him, you asked him where he got that. I'd love to have a hole like that if I could ever buy a new one.
I'll ask him. And if I see him again, I don't know when I'll see him.
Don't you run into him pretty much? You see him at church.
I see him most on weekends.
Yeah.
He comes over there to Doris is most on weekends. You see, she sells dinners and fix things for the sell for the church. But you see, that church was his wife's church. He done more for that church and some of the members, and he ain't no member of no church. If he come every weekend to see what can he donate, what can he give to help. But he be in a hurry, Mr. Maher. When you see him, he's in a hurry all the time.
Oh, that's nice. Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Now when they make potato pie, he finishes all the sweet potatoes. Well, I tease him sometimes. I say, he give you sweet potatoes. I said, well, just a potato won't make a pie. He's got to have something to go with it.
What else? He's got to have something else besides sweet potatoes?
Besides sweet potatoes, make pie.
Yeah.
That have sugar, that have butter, you got to have some eggs, you got to have flavor.
I didn't realize that.
Go in it to make it a pie.
Well, he figures, I guess, you got
well,
all the other stuff.
I guess he finished it. Potato. Somebody else could furnish the other stuff. Maybe I furnish some sugar, somebody some butter, and on like that. But the way that goes, if I got any butter, Dollars come there and get it. If I got any sugar, she comes there and get it. And that's about every week. But you won't get none this week. Because I ain't got it.
She runs out.
I said, I ain't got it to spare this week.
But I say, she runs out.
Yes, she runs out, Mr. Miles, all the time. But she knows she's running out. She's in town every day when she gets some.
You know, I've seen people like that, Miss Daisy, that run out.
Mm-hmm.
Before they eat breakfast, they've got to run down to the 7-Eleven store to get a pint of milk. You ever seen people like that?
Yeah, if they don't run to the store, they run to the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it like that.
How do you think they run out so much?
Don't buy none when they buy. And then they ain't gonna buy no more. They go get a little can. And they ain't gonna get no more till they use up all that.
Yeah. Well, now, let me tell you how I keep from running out.
So you keep from running out.
How he keeps from running out.
No, he ain't gonna run out soon.
I never get one at a time, Miss Daisy.
No, you get three or four.
Yes.
Thank you, lie.
And you see what I do? I get one at a time and run out.
You? Well, when you do that, you know when he go. He gonna get three or four. So you don't have to get but one.
I don't know why I think just one, because it costs the same whether you buy one this week and one next week.
Mm-hmm.
You buy two, it's the same price.
Coffee. Oh, it's so easy to run out.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to get a little extra.
That's right.
And you know, even then I run out.
Huh?
Even like this, you see, I'll run out.
Not soon.
No, but I'll run out. I do. Miss Bessie don't run out.
Mm.
She knows what she's got. Doris has so many things, and she cooks so much and all. I can understand how she's run out. She uses so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she keeps the family kind of prepared, but when she has to bake pies, they can 25-30 pies at once. Well, you see, it takes stuff. Well, she gotta use all she can get from my house this time. Ain't gonna hunt no more till next week when time to bake pies.
Mm. 25 or 30 pies is a lot of pies.
I tell you, and it takes a lot of stuff to fix them.
I'd hate to buy the potatoes for those pies, too.
Well, we didn't look. We don't have to buy the potatoes. Jake gives the potatoes.
Oh.
If they had to buy them, they wouldn't get that many.
Uh-uh.
Now, that's not potatoes he raises.
That's potatoes Jake raises.
He raises them potatoes.
He bring them. This week, well, he mostly bring them on Friday evening. Well, he come back sometime during the week, next week, and see how much is she got or is she got any left. If not, well, then he'll bring some more Friday.
Well, now, do you get some of them pies when she borrows your stuff to make them?
About. See, she makes them for the church. And they try to work it like this. If all the members donate something, they won't have no expenses. what to me, he can go to the church. Yeah? So many of them don't have no expenses, no, of course they don't.